David, your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Obviously, first game of the season is important. You get off to a decent start, a good start. We did that. I didn't say we were comfortable. I always felt confident that we were well on top of the game. We scored a big goal from a set play, which, you know, the players had sort of worked on, and we talked about exposing them around the back, and Christie headed it in. Then a second goal, great ball. We broke with pace, which you want. Jimmy slipped him, Christie inside, and it was a fantastic finish. So it gave us, you know, we score goals at important times. Thought some of our play was good. We can be better. But, you know, you have to look, and Crusaders made it hard for us. They sat off at times. They obviously watched the way we played in some of the European games and possibly the back end of last year where we wanted to play and play through the middle. And they basically sort of put a barrier up that we couldn't do that. And we sort of looked at times looking for the option to play in. We didn't sort of quite find it. But all in all, in general, it looks as if we come out of the game with a clean bill of health, with no injuries, and an important 3 points to start with.
It's a great start to the season, you know, 2 goals, clean sheet, centre forward, you know, gets a real confidence booster in the back of two goals today, 3 in a friendly last week, some in Europe. So it's a perfect start, isn't it?
Yeah, centre forward playing wide, imagine that. Imagine if he hadn't scored the question marks. But again, that's a decision that I try and make. I thought we moved Christie to the left-hand side last week, and Christie's one of them, whether he's an out-and-out nine or whether he's an attacking forward player. He gives you that threat with his pace and his power, and I was pleased not only with his 2 goals, his effort, his energy. And he was probably unlucky maybe with 1 or 2 other little opportunities.
And it's great to introduce, you know, other new signings, Chris Shields to the Irish League. We got Matt Green, we got Marty Donnelly on the pitch there. It's great to integrate all these new players into, you know, into the new season here.
Yeah, it was in an ideal world if things had sort of been a little bit different, you know, bringing Ahmed and Marty and Matt sort of on at different stages, which we tried to do today. It's probably not ideal for some of the substitutions coming on as late as they did, but I wanted to make sure that we got the debut, the home debut stuff out of the way for going forward. They will improve with fitness and games going forward again to add a little bit of competition to the group that we already have.
After playing today and getting off to a start, you would like to build on that, but unfortunately we've got to kick our heels for 2 weeks now.
We'll not be kicking our heels, we'll be training, we'll be preparing, and again it'll give the opportunity for some of the new players, some of the players maybe catching up in minutes to do a little bit more on the training pitch. So when the next game does come, they'll be better prepared. There is probably the benefit this year, where it wasn't last year, is the reserve games where you can stick 3-4 lads in to maybe catch up in some minutes that they didn't get today. Boys who haven't played in sort of 2-3 months, so we'll take that opportunity going forward, and I know they'll take it in the right frame of mind when sort of saying it's making sure that they're going to be ready for the upcoming games going forward. We've 37 league games left and hopefully 9-10 cup competition games left and possibly more, so a lot of games. We've got a good squad at the minute. As I touched on before, obviously the disappointing one is certainly for the individual and as a group that Connor Pepper's going to be missing for a while with a dislocated shoulder. But again, he's been a good presence since he's been at the club. He'll remain that going forward. He's one of the players that you hear in and around the training ground, so I'm sure he'll remain that going forward over the next sort of number of weeks that he's going to be missing.
Back at Windsor Park today, 2,000 supporters. The North Stand looked really good and it sounded really good, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure, and we've touched on it before about how important it is, certainly for a club like ourselves who have a huge support, a big support, to make sure that they're enjoying their day-to-day life and getting on with life. It's nice to get back to some sort of normality again. Obviously we didn't have, you know, the coaches helping me in the South Stand today, they're in the North Stand. So it's great to have them back. As I say, you know, this club's thrived for over 100 years with a huge passionate support, and when our supporters get behind us, they're supportive. They're the best in the country, that's for sure.
It's one game down, 37 to go. There's going to be 5 or 6 teams challenging for the title, but you know, you must be licking your lips at the thought of another 37 league games and hopefully a lot of cup games as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. A game with the squad of players that we have. You know, the club have supported me. Obviously, it's a little bit of a transition. I won't use that word. I let other clubs use the. You know, the paraphrase is what they think about where their club's at. We'll take it as where we are. We've got a target on our back. We're Linfield for a reason. We're champions for a reason. And instead of being probably what we talk about the hunt it. I said to the players today, I've said to them yesterday, to make sure that, yeah, Crusaders are coming here, they're hunting you down. Let's go hunting. We'll go hunting looking for them, and I think we got them today.
And lastly, just a nice wee tribute to Alan Ewing, who sadly passed on during the course of the week there.
Yeah, again, touched on it before the game, and obviously the minute silence before the game, which was observed magnificently, as expected. But again, for myself, I know the players, it's always important when you lose players that have played for the football club, and they are remembered on a day like this, that hopefully you go and get a positive performance and a positive result, and we did that. So the supporters who were here today, who would have remembered the performances that Alan put in when he played for the club, respected the silence, and our deepest condolences from everybody at the football club certainly go to the Ewan family.
He'll always be remembered because of that goal in the snow at the Oval on Boxing Day.
Absolutely, and I think I was out that day, so that's rolling back the years, and that's giving people like yourself their age away. So,
Well done today, David. Hopefully the first of many such days here at Windsor Park over the course of the season.
All right, thanks, Andy.